We're now going to talk about the Etzem Achroz of Yechi, which we know that throughout the Nesiyas, Chassidim always said, Yechi Adineinu Mereinu V'Rabeinu, after the 12 Psukim. There was always the Achroz of Yechi, which was a bracha for the Rebbe, for Chayis, for the Rebbe. But it never had in it the extra Hisaf of Melech HaMashiach Leilam Vod. The idea of Yechi giving a bracha to the Rebbe, that was always there. Remember when the My Psukim video came out? They have all the Psukim, and they have Yechi at the end, so I heard two reactions. I heard one kid say, what? They once said Yechi without Melech HaMashiach, and another kid said, hey, they once said Yechi B'chlal. In other words, there was always the concept of the Yechi Adineinu Reinu V'Rabeinu was something Chassidim always said as the bracha to the Rebbe, and it's not only in Chassidus Chabad. By all the Chassidus in, the idea of to give chayis to the Rebbe, that's always a bracha that the Rebbe should be gezunt and everything. That was not the revolution of when we say the Yechi of the Rebbe. The revolution is with the extra titles of Melech HaMashiach Le'olam Vod. So where is it that the Rebbe speaks about these extra titles and the effects that these titles have on him? In other words, like this, the question is twofold. Is it our acceptance of the Rebbe as a Melech, which is fine, but it's not that it changes anything in the Rebbe. It's we are showing him that we are, so to speak, accepting him. We're on his team. We're on the Mashiach team. We are part of his Mashiach leadership. Or is it that it actually has an effect on whatever is going on? In other words, is it just a pledge of allegiance, or it actually makes something happen in the world? Does it actually change? Like when you make a bracha, things change. When you learn Torah, things change. What happens when you say Yechi? Does anything change? What happens in the world? Does anything change anywhere when the Yechi HaMelech, or the longer version of Yechi, is said? The first place where the Rebbe addresses it clearly in a Mugedik Sicha is the famous Sicha of Beis Nis in Tavshim Emches. Tavshim Emches was a Bechlal, a special year of Shnas Tzamach to Tzamach. It was also the year of the Istalkos of the Rebbetzin. And it was also 68 years from the Memches, and it was 68 years from the Histalkos of the Rebbe Rashab. So the Rebbe Rashab was 68 years from the Histalkos of the Rebbe Rashab. He passed away, Tofresh Pei. So therefore, Tofshim Memches is 68 years later. Beis Nissen is the yard site of the Rebbe Rashab. So the Rebbe spoke there about the idea of Chayim, which is the gematria of the word 68. The Rebbe there spoke about the effect that we can have on a melech. When it says, Ein melech b'lei am, that means there's an interesting yachas going on between the king and the people. That on one hand, the king rules the people. On the other hand, the king receives life through the people. And that's why we know that the Rambam refers to the Melech as the Lev of Kol Adas Yisrael, that he's the heart of the people. We're all part of one body. He's the head, and we're the heart. So, in the words of the Rebbe, and this is an Oyz Dalet of that Sicha, Hakiruv shebein ha-melech va'am, the closeness of the melech to the nation, who loyrak b'yachas lamshachas ha-chayis to cholam, not just that he gives chayis to everybody, gam le'idach gives it the other way, that the metzias of the melech is dependent on the people. Like it says, ein melech b'loyam. That means even though we're distant from the king, we are poil the malchus in the melech. And like it's brought out And this is brought out, Rebbe says, and stressed, in the Hachtoras HaMelech, in the crowning, the anointing of the king, that the Am is Machriz Yechi HaMelech, like we find that by Malchus Beis David, which this brings out that the Pula of the people is in the Chayei HaMelech. And the Rebbe continues in Ayis Hei, that we have an ability to be Moisef Chayis in the Nasi Hadar. And the Rebbe underlines the word Nasi Hadar. And then the Rebbe says in Oisi Ois Pshutis, La'achri sheyeshna ashleimus techayim shana to the Nasiyas of Nasi Dereinu. So therefore we need a special extra Chayis through this, that the people are Machriz Yechi HaMelech. Which, what is the toichen of this Achraza? It's a time we're demanding from the Eibishter that should be a Kitzuranu David Malka Mashiach. There should be the Iskalos of David Malka Mashiach. And then the Rebbe continues to say that every single person, Lachain be a Koichoi be a Cholte, the Kol Echad Vechad mi Yisrael, every single Yid has the Koich to be Poyel the Inyan of Yechi HaMelech. What do we see from this, Sicha? We see from this an amazing thing. That this idea of Yechi is not just that we are saying that we want something. It actually gives a special chayis to the Melech. Because when the Am shows interest in the Melech, so that gives chayis in the Melech himself. Another place where the Rebbe speaks about this idea of Yechi in a different and a different oisius is in the famous Sicha of Toildish Tovshinun Beis. Where we know that the Haftarah of Chayesorah, which is from Malachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, is the Pasuk of Yechi HaDoini Yemelech David La'olam. What is, says the Rebbe, what is this toichen of this achroza of Yechi? This is an Ois Yud Gimel on page 133. Shetoichen shel achroza zu, what is the toichen of this achroza? Who is galus mitziyusei de melech ha-mashiach. This is the Yisgalos of the Mitzias of Melech HaMashiach. In other words, this Hachraza of Yechi HaDoini David Malka La'olam, that we're saying that the Eibishter should be poiled, the Eibishter should bring out this, the Yisgalos of the Mitzias of Melech HaMashiach. So, we see from both these places that the Inyan of saying Yechi is something which is Moisef Chayis in the Melech. It's telling the Eibishter that we want to have the Iskalos of Mashiach. It tells the Eibishter we want to have Iskisuranu David Malka Mashiach. It's very important things. And I want to explain this even more. After Chav Zayin Oder, so the Rebbe, we didn't see the Rebbe for a few months. Then from Rosh Hashanah on, the Rebbe started coming to the balcony. And then they had the porch. And every time we saw by the Rebbe, they would sing Yechi, and the Rebbe was ma'oder this inyan. We know the famous Hayoyim Yoyim, I don't have the date here, that it says over there that the movement of a tzaddik, for sure a pula of a tzaddik, should affect you, shelo yishochach oid, that you shouldn't ever forget any tnuah of a tzaddik. If we were to understand the amount of gashmistika pain that it was for every movement at that time, for someone, the gashmis in such a condition, the amount of mesilas nefesh, literally to wave a hand, and so on and so forth, it was tremendous and tremendous effort. If the Rebbe does this time and time again, so obviously, the Rebbe hopes and the Rebbe wants that we should not forget this, and we should understand that this is something that's mamish, that is, so to speak, being meister nafshoi, to give us the the point that this is something that he encourages. This is something that he needs, something that he wants, and something that he demands. The question is, so then why did he start it so late? A, why all the years didn't have this Mashiach thing? Not only didn't he have it, the Rebbe was told people not to say it. When people wrote to the Rebbe that they're being mefarshim and the Rebbe and Mashiach, so on, that they, the famous story, where they sent a plane around dropping leaflets, that the Rebbe is Mashiach, the Rebbe told them to pick up every piece of paper, that in case it could be Merachik people. The Rebbe sort of put the whole Mashiach campaign and identifying him on hold. Not only on hold, but the Rebbe said many sharp lashonis about how it could be Merachik someone from Ksidis and from everything else, and therefore we shouldn't get involved in these type of campaigns. So what changed? There were always those exceptions. For example, my grandfather, he always was into this Mashiach campaign. He was a shliach in Detroit. He came from Russia. And he was always telling people the Rebbe's Mashiach. And the local shliach in Detroit, he sent a message to the Rebbe to tell him to stop. And the Rebbe said no, because he believes it with an emes. He's not going to tell him to stop. And there are always those chassidim that the Rebbe did take their letters to him as Mashiach. But on a general open, the Rebbe always put it on hold. So who said that things were allowed to change? First of all, the Rebbe being ma'aded that you don't need more than that. The Rebbe saying that you could do it now, you don't need more than that. But I want to give you a little bit of background about this. It's not just speaking about the Rebbe being Mashiach that the Rebbe always put on hold. It was the whole campaign to speak about Mashiach the Rebbe put on hold. I want to give you an example. My uncle, he puts out the Sichas in English. So everyone knows the famous books you see on the shelf, From Exile to Redemption. Very parva sichas about Mashiach. Oh, it's just different sichas of the Rebbe about Mashiach. For years, he was compiling sichas, and he finally put it together in a book, Vigoyle Legulam, From Exile to Redemption. And he was sure the Rebbe would want him to print it. All of a sudden, he sent it into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him, no, it could be Merachik people. Just regular sichas about Mashiach. However, in Tavshin Nun Aleph, the Rebbe said, now is the time. The world is ready. And he gave him the okay to print it. The same thing is true with the famous answer you'll see many times, the Rebbe screaming at Sholem Ber Volpe about how he's being Merachik people from Chassidus because he's speaking about the Rebbe being Mashiach. What happened? He wrote a sefer called Yechi HaMelech, which is a sefer explaining the Rambam. And he gave it to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him, oh boy, the Rebbe screamed and yelled at him. And in the middle of the Fabreng, and the Rebbe said, there's somebody here, and he's making fun of me, and he wants to ruin my work. I really, really gave it to him. And wrote him a whole long letter explaining how just because it's a true thing, that doesn't mean you should do it. The Rebbe brought an example that what happens if someone drives to shul on Shabbos? So the first thing you're going to tell him is that if you drive on Shabbos, it's Chil Shabbos, it's Get Skila. Just because it's Emes doesn't mean you should say it. Whole long tshuva. And the Rebbe like basically told him to take that book and put it, just get rid of it. So he took it and he was going as it. He hid it somewhere. In Torah Shinun Alev, the Rebbe spoke about Mashiach, and someone wrote to him that maybe asked the Rebbe Rishus to print that sefer. Why don't we add that sefer? Told him, you're crazy. You know what type of response I got to the Rebbe from this sefer? It's crazy. But they nudged him and they nudged him. So he mustered up the courage and he bent it in. And the Rebbe's response was, well, if you print it in a bound fashion and a Rav says okay, then no problem. Huh? Like, the Rebbe said, send it back, mekurach means bound, and just get a haskama from a rav, and then everything's okay. Three people to look over it? Okay, just get a look. This was the very same sefer that the Rebbe screamed and yelled by Fabrengim, cursing him out in his face, how he should never have the guts to print such a sefer. And here the Rebbe just says, three people look it over and print and make it bound, so things will be okay. That means it's that certain things the Rebbe knew it wasn't yet the time. When the Rebbe turned 70, it was Tavshin Lamed Beis. So there were a bunch of mashpim and Kfar Chabad, they got together. What achlota they should do? So Ben Sheshemtev, he wrote a tzatel to the Rebbe in the name of the Vad over there, that everyone should learn together the mitzvah Minei Melech and Derech Mitzvah Secha, because the Rebbe's Mashiach, everyone should learn that mitzvah. So the Rebbe wrote back on it, Ein Azman Grom Aklal Uklal. That's not the... So everyone said, you see, the Rebbe said no. He said, not no, not yet. Not yet. So therefore, there are certain things that was just, you're building a building, you can't put the highlight, the finishing touches until the structure is built. So first, the Rebbe got the world ready for Yiddishkeit. From the very day one, the Rebbe said the goal is that the Mashiach should be on the agenda. That's what the Basi Lagani says. But you have to first build the building and have to get everything set. Once the world is ready, and the Rebbe said the world is ready for some crazy things. Because the world today, the crazier it sounds, the better it sounds. That's what goes on today in the world. So therefore, the world now is ready for these things. And that's why we find that the Rebbe was mo'eded it, and that's what we know. Now, A, does Gimel Tammuz change anything? I'm going to say Yechi if the Welt doesn't see someone to say Yechi to. So you have to go on a few shlavim. Shlav Aleph is that the Rebbe said that Yechi is also poil kitzav ranu David Malkum Mashicha. Now it's fakert. After Gimel Tammuz, where people don't see, that's erster time when you're supposed to say Yechi, because it means he keeps around Sheikh Niafra Chagm Chadmor, and keeps around David Malkum Mashicha. Fakert. Now is the time to awaken Mashiach, so to speak. That's what Yechi does, so it's a very good thing to do. But for Chassidim, we have a whole different approach. In the Sikh of Truma Tov Shin Yud, which was right after the Histalkus of the Friedrich Rebbe, I'm going to quote for you what they have over here in Oiz Dalet. Rebbe says like this. Tov Shin Yud. Azoivi sigiven opkeleik biz itzter that the Rebbe vetun darois nemen for Mashiach. The same way it was, we were certain that the Rebbe is going to be the one to lead us towards Mashiach Tzidkenu, so of course, that's the way it has to be now. Aye, there was the Inyan of Histalkus. The Rebbe says, that's only a Nisoyin and a Helen Behester, which is covering up the truth. It's a test. So therefore, we have to strengthen ourselves, and we have to add in Avoido, which is learning his Torah, to do his Takanis. And the main thing is to bring in our own lives everything that he told us in his letters, in Yechidus and Sichus, in person or in letter. And through that we continue going strong, that will remove all the Helam and Hester of the Histalkus. The Einzige Shinei by Ons is nit as merhab nitim Rebbein. Of course we have the Rebbe. Because whoever knows the Rebbe knows that he will not leave us alone. So what's the difference between now and then, says the Rebbe? Says now we have a Mila. It used to be when you saw the Rebbe Begashmias, so you could think that you could hide things from him, because you can convince yourself he's a human, and you could hide things from him. Now, says the Rebbe, everyone knows you cannot hide anything from the Rebbe. So that's the only difference. But as far as the Munah, and bitochen, and certainty in the iskalos of the Rebbe as Mashiach, That is no difference from before Yitzvat, after Yitzvat, or by our in our inyan, before Gimel Tammuz, after Gimel Tammuz, this thing doesn't change. The Shaila is not who says you're allowed to say. The Shaila is, we know the Rebbe said yes. Who said that what happened means that we should stop? That's the question. In other words, if things were going, Hamayti Mechaveri Ola Baraya. As far as we know, the Rebbe was Mo'eded the Inyan of Yechi. Now, now people want to say it's a thing to stop. Who said? Let that show me why the Rebbe says that it's now is a time to stop. Not who says now we should continue. Who decided that it's time to stop? If the Rebbe says something the same way, no one said who said after Gimel Tammuz we should stop putting on tefillin with people. Who said after Gimel Tammuz we should stop putting mezuzahs? Since when did we say Gimel Tammuz should stop that? Said after Gimel Tammuz we should stop the Rebbe's hachrosa that he wants us to say. And the main thing is that all the Talmidim should follow the Rebbe's Derech HaYishore that the Rebbe told us in Tazir Metzoyra Toshin and Aleph, that the Derech HaYishore to bring Mashiach is by learning in Yoni Gula Mashiach, and through that we are living the life of Mashiach, in the words of the Rebbe, Lichis in Mashiach, and through that we will be Lahavi Limois of Mashiach, will bring the Iskavos of the Rebbe Melech of Mashiach, B'mheira Yigala Omen Ken Yehi Rotzim.
If you would like more Yoni Gula Mashiach Shirim, given by Rabbi Avtsin on various subjects, please email ylcrecording@gmail.com.